making a bit of stew.
Yes.
Oh, I have to be very quick and busy, but I'm not used to this.
Oh,
we
can hear you.
Well, that's
there's a present time to the present
time.
And what do you do in hell at that time?
I move the place of forgiveness, but I'm teaching.
Teaching?
I have no qualifications on earth. I can hardly speak, but I will move my life.
Yes.
You're teaching children?
Aye. Mm-hmm. I'm very fond of children, and I have a great deal to do with them when I teach. No.
Mm-hmm. And what do you teach them?
All kinds of things that are essential to their education. I teach them about life and how to live and how to treat other people and how to be kind to animals and birds. And also I talk to them about history because that was always most interesting history myself. Not that I know much about it, but also the same education is certainly lacking. But you know, I've learned a great deal since I've been here and I'm able to impart my knowledge to students.
What are the birds like there?
All kinds of birds, see.
Very colourful.
They're very colourful too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what's the animals like? Are they much about the same as the earth animals?
Right. I've seen all kinds of animals here. Such things that have on earth. And they're all friendly.
They're all friendly?
Right.
And are they the same colour or different colour?
Not the same.
Not the same. And yes.
I don't think people realise that animals have a soul. Especially domestic animals, they're much more highly developed too.
Horses are very
highly
developed.
Do you
know what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Can you go down to the last level, please? I've been down there. I was quite there for a while myself. Mm-hmm. But I did not dislike it all that much. No, because I could not be there and be happy, but at the time, I was not so unhappy there. It was not so bad.
Did somebody come and help you to get
into
the
plane
you're in? Or how did you...
Well, not exactly that in a way. It's a gradual state of change and process of schools of thought. Changing that object. But at first, I was really upstairs. And I could no sort of find the satisfaction only in being near the earth and the people that I've known. Besides, I was quite happy being upstairs. I enjoyed watching other people. And seeing what they were up to and keeping my eyes open, you know. Yeah. And, you know, I used to cause a bit of mischief at times too, and to perform. You should do all sorts of things. You should get quite great as a funny figure out of that. Opening and shutting doors and throwing coals and all sorts of things. Breaking mirrors and frightening people.
All of that.
Aye, but what was wrong with that?
Yeah.
I made them know I was around. And they used to say that little dog appeared again. Mm. And I took it for granted and they're no worries. They were much about it either. After a time when they were no more frightened of me, I got a bit fed up with that and I decided to depart.
And how did you get help from here? Who helped you?
Various people came to help me, but I've no business to look first. And then eventually my mother came and she pleaded me to go away. And I thought, well, I'm at the door, there's no point in staying here. So I went away with my mother. But I wouldn't stay with her very long, because we were not, you know, we had nothing in common. We were quite different in outlook. My mother was a very religious woman, and she used to get on my nerves when I was on earth talking about the Bible and singing hymns and all the rest of it. She was always at the Bible classes and that sort of thing. There was no my cup of tea. But I suppose now I realise now it was a bad lot. I deserve what I got, you know. But I'm all right now. I got past all that. I'm not exactly a good person, I wouldn't say that. I'm not. But like some of the people that come around these meetings, they're very highly evolved. I'm not a bad person either. Besides, I've got beautiful things on the top of you.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And what are the, what do you dress
in that side?
And,
I dress in what I feel inclined.
What are you dressing now?
I've got a blue gown. And I've got a shoe. Not that I need a shoe because there's no clothes, but I like a shoe. I don't feel dressed unless I've got one.
You've got a flash on.
Aye, and my hair is long too. Mm-hmm. I got red hair.
Yes.
One day I'll show myself to you. If you like, if it'll give you any pleasure. I come and let you know when I'm around. I do things to let you know I'm there.
Yeah.
And I know that thing is dropping.
But sit down, how should you do?
Hey, would you like to move on just for a few weeks?
Yes.
But I mean pleasant. I don't mean unpleasant.
No, I know.
Because I move on, you know.
Can you give me some idea what you'd like me to
do? Don't get worried about things. You're all right. Oh, I've got a few things to let you know. I'm going to unravel them up. Oh, I'll drop things for you, but I won't break anything.
Yeah, well, it's very nice of you to do it. I just very...
You're very nice, Doctor.
Hey,
have you been there?
Happy?
Well,
have I? I've been brought there by your friends.
You have? Hey. Have you been brought there by Mother?
Who's there?
My mother.
No.
You haven't.
I don't think your mother would bring me...
She would stop the case, anyway.
Yes, and why I asked that, Doctor, was because she is helping with children as they pass over, you see.
I know about your mother. She must have been there when I've not been present.
Oh,
really? But I've been around several times recently. And I thought if an opportunity I wouldn't come back and speak to you.
I'm very glad you have a very, very pleased to hear.
Very pleased to hear.
Tell me about my husband. He was a hospice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a bit of a footpad too. A bit of a precarious kind of living life. But sometimes he'd do quite well, and other times he'd not do so well, and he'd go hungry. And then once we had to move away from the district because people got suspicious.
Have you had any children,
of it? No. I have one stillborn child, but I've never had a child. At least. Which was probably just as well.
How did you hear things?
Have you ever been able to throw
things about?
Oh, it's not so difficult when you know how to do it. Finding the power is there, but you've got to find someone who's got the power, the vitality. Usually when there's children present, it's easier. You will bring all those people to the room. They've got the vitality of power. They can't draw from them at all. Well, you're not that old, so maybe I'd have managed to do a few things for you.
Oh, that's very
good. Well, don't make a jump, will you, Doctor?
No, I'll not make a jump. What about that boy of yours?
My boy?
Hey.
He's coming home, Christmas
time. Hey, you might prepare enough stuff to eat up on the
Christmas
time. If I can make you a thing now, for the moment, it's only because I haven't had the power, but maybe when your son's there, they might be able to do something.
Yes, he's quiet. I've imagined he would have some time.
What are you doing with that wall?
Wall?
Hey.
Yes, do you
know? Of course I know all about it.
What wall was that?
That wall we got up in front.
But he's back on.
Hey.
Oh, I'd like to break
that over that. Yes, I know, I was very amused down there watching. I thought I could get a few bricks up and float you, but it's not
that enough. You
both
do that,
did you? Hey, I was
standing
there watching you.
It's interesting, isn't it?
What
else have you seen
this day, Doctor? Oh. A bit of brushing. That means you've got a brush and you've got some colour.
That's
not
true.
I am, and again, you have had a girl, and you have a bit of fun with a girl, and with my tip top, me. And you're saying something on your breath about it, it's not so polite. And you're saying about this girl, and you're sitting top, and you're cutting it, you're...
Yes.
And then again, you're putting some books up behind the door, too.
Yes.
Another thing you were doing, you're trying to stop the draft.
Yes, that's true.
You've got two chairs. And you're sitting on one and you're putting your foot up on the other one, which is not the right thing to do.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
It's sure I often do that.
Yeah, well,
another thing I can tell you too, you want to put the mirror back where it belongs.
Oh, yes. You know,
it's all for the...
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know.
That's true.
It's not me. I know you've been caught a lot of things, but I'm trying to think of something unusual. I think too, I'm right in this, but I'm not quite sure. But you have the curtains hanging all the way around.
That's quite right, I did. Did you have them?
Right.
And happened upside down.
Upside down. And you're saying to people, I don't know what to think about this curtain, they don't look right. And then you have to rearrange them, you realize you've got them the wrong way around.
I haven't had it actually, I've got to make a new one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Another thing too, that sense of fitting is a bit too high.
Sense of fitting? Now
it's really... What do you call it? Is it not the light?
Is anything else?
Not in your house. In your place, indeed.
Oh, not in
this? Yeah,
all right.
Yes.
Oh, you know how long?
Yes.
Oh.
You've been talking about getting that lower for a long time.
Yes.
And you're not wondering about it?
No, we haven't had it yet. But we don't want
to. I'd like to see that the last 3 or 4 weeks.
But you around there quite a lot.
It's not the only thing I can tell you, too.
Yeah.
I know where you keep your money on the quiet too, but I'm not seeing it.
Yes, where do I keep it?
Oh,
that's nice. Where do I keep it?
What?
job, Robert. Where does he keep it?
I don't know. Oh, it's a
big small time.
Oh, I
don't know. I know how to do it. Oh, she's not
coming out. What about the book? Oh, the book, yes. Yeah. Another book. Oh, you mean I put it in the book? I put the money in the book. That's perfectly true.
I saw it put in the notes in the book.
That's perfectly true.
It's not a very safe place to keep money.
Well, but I wanted to keep a lot of it.
Hey, but suppose you forgot where you put it all in your life and your book.
That's the trouble. I have to forget.
Hey, if you've got a bad memory, if you take my advice, you'll not put money in books.
No.
Your books have become too valuable.
Yeah, you know.
I want to tell you all these trivial things to let you know I do.
Yeah.
I do come around.
Oh, oh,
right.
You're very fine.
I know, but people that listen to your recording, they say, well, that's something because it's pretty true, isn't it?
And I hope you'll be a friend of recording for any time. I hope you'll come and, well, shift something around and you'll realize that it's a great
thing. Your wife has a coat, a new coat.
Yes.
But I don't think she's quite happy about it.
No.
Yeah. By the way, it's about time you bought the first one.
Well, I don't bother. I don't think it's up that way.
I think you should.
Hmm?
I think you should.
Yeah, well. And what's your... very nice. I wish you'd let us know you're there.
Don't worry, I'm going to.
Good.
I thought I'd better warn you first.
Oh, well, very nice. We should do the car.
Can you, doctor, do you know how to chat to him?
I do.
Can you sort of see anything in your mind right now that you could move? I'll probably look out for it.
Hey, some of the ornaments, no doubt. Some of the things that are most familiar.
And the silver rod on the coffee table.
Hey?
Mm-hmm.
And the board.
The board? The board? Gosh, where's the bird?
Sir?
I haven't got a bird, Dr. Trevor.
You must see what I'm talking about unless you look in the footnote time. I'll be responsible for the bird.
You'll be responsible for the bird. I don't follow him now, to be honest with you. I don't bird I can take off. All right, doctor, you'll be responsible for the bird.
And, it'd be very great. Well, I hope you would, just when I was saying to a bunch of people there, if you would be recording, if you would, move something, right, and drop it when she turns the floor or something like that. It just gives them a little bit of breaking up.
I see what I can do, but I won't tell you.
Yeah.
Can you tell us any more now about your life over there? Are you happy?
Yes,
I'm happy, good.
I'm very happy now, but I was not so happy at first, but now I'm preparing my career.
Yeah.
I'm all right, and I'm very happy indeed with the children and the work. Now you are paid too.
Oh,
dear. Hi, it's an interesting thing that I found to myself. And of course I meet. Does that sound silly now? Because probably you did there on earth, didn't you?
No.
You didn't? Well, I'd like to. Again. I used to do a bit of weaving when I sat a wee girl, but...
Yeah.
Ah, it's another thing.
You're doing now the things that you...
I'm wondering now that I could not do when I'm up and have opportunity to do. Ah, but you know... I've had some very happy times in many different ways since I've been here.
So why don't you tell us about them?
I like the very first. He and I have our own horse.
Oh, lovely.
That's lovely.
The beautiful creature. And I call it Dandy.
Yes.
And I ride and ride. I like to do that.
That's lovely.
So I make my horse down to you.
Oh, good.
And I said, you hear it, me, in the front of the room, you know, it's me there, you know.
All right.
All right, Dr. Jones. What colour is your horse?
White.
Oh, lovely. All right.
I'm going to do something to make you all sit up and think music.
Oh, that's very
good.
And I haven't been used to that kind of thing. Some of these other people here, they don't know something about it. I'll show you how it's done.
Yeah. That's very nice.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was well, I've got an idea your wife would be very nervous.
No,
she
wouldn't.
I don't think she's not around.
I think she wouldn't mind. I don't mind that anyway. But,
you have a fond of red velvet.
Hmm?
You love red. You're very fond of red velvet.
Yes.
It's a very, it's probably a cherry colour in the house, you think.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is it, yes. The cherry colour, yes.
To write the right walls.
All
the white up
here.
And the white paint.
Did you say painting those white things at the back?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, when you were painting, what were you doing? Can you remember? Something unusual.
What was that you said?
When you were painting those walls at the back, in a house, I mean, what were you doing? You both of us, something rather unusual. You may not have seen before.
No,
you weren't there. You don't mean those parents being...
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Well...
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking of something else in mind.
I don't even
know what you're saying. We were wearing something, Doctor, that we occasionally took off.
You don't mean the gloves being...
No, we're getting hurt.
She didn't say. It was the thing we were wearing around now, the big
mouth. Oh, I know, but I thought you meant the weird, wearing clothes.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed that, but you wouldn't have ever seen those before, would you?
She does a special way with room. That's how we want it. And, it's very interesting.
Really?
And what sort of house have you on that side?
Quite a new place, but I'm quite happy. It suits me.
What's it like inside?
Well, it's quite clean. It's thin.
Yes.
And warm. A coloured wash.
Yes.
And I have a roof of straw.
You do a roof of straw, do you?
It's like a Highland couple, isn't it?
Yes. And you do the work in there yourself?
Quite okay. There, and anyone else to do my work. I can quite capable of doing it, and I'm quite happy.
In fact, it's like the world you're in, exactly the same, it's almost very similar to the earth, though, very much better, isn't it?
No, the place is certainly the same like us, and I liked it so much. I decided it was something that I had done the same.
Oh, yes.
And when I was able, I did.
And many friends, really?
Friends. I'm many friends here. All kinds of people that I've met here. And a few that I knew on earth, too.
Oh, yes. And I'm sure you can see all the things well-known things on earth. Coronations and things like that. Do you come to see?
I have been to some of the affairs, but I'm not really that much interested now.
Yeah.
One time I was.
Yes.
I was very interested years ago and that sort of thing. I remember the coronation of a judge before me.
You do? Oh, yes. That's been a bit funny,
isn't
it?
Well, I have.
Yes. And,
I can remember the days when we used to. I was unit on the roadside, things that hang them and hide them.
That was terrible
days, wasn't it? I don't know what to do, I've seen what got bundles on people.
Oh, yes.
Well, you're right there, Doctor, you're perfectly right.
Yeah.
Now you have excuses and you make explanations and you do it wholesale.
Yes, I think it's terrible.
Thanks,
Doctor,
I think our days are far more cruel.
Yeah. Do you think we should another war?
Oh, I hope not.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I should have hoped not. I can only imagine that it would be right.
It was terrible,
wasn't it? Well, that's all bad enough, I'm told.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I've only just started to come back to Earth again, you know. I've been away for over 100 odd years.
Yes.
And I just thought you asked to come back and see some of the things that I might do. And I was advised to come and see you.
Yes,
that's what I thought that you two see in this house.
What was?
Oh, some 6 months or so ago.
Yeah.
And I've been around to see how you're getting on.
Oh, that's very nice.
Very nice.
I hope you'll come and talk to me from time to time.
I will.
And I hope you'll not get your rheumatism again.
No.
Have to see if I can improve that.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you.
But I'll have to have it, doctor.
All right.
And if you come around the house, let us know if you're
there. I will.
We'll talk to you.
I will. Well,
I'll have to start with talking.
Don't worry, I'll give you some signs all right in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have to take notice and know what I'm there. And if you hear the name of us, you know it's mine.
Yeah.
All right, Dr.
Seymour.
Good night,
yeah. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Dr. Seymour.
And
I'm
happy New Year.
Thank you,
Mother.
Thank you very much.
That's very nice.
Thank you, Mother.
Thank you,
Mother.
You never think
there
are many people that actually do want to talk to you from time to time. Actually, the mother is just broken doors. She's got a cat, as you know, Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
And no doubt she'll become quite familiar to you. She'll probably come from time to time and talk to you. But you'll find her most amusing and most interesting. Of course, she knows how old she'll probably get on to the moment. But anyway, she certainly, presumably, what I can gather, has quite a power, which you should find some manifestation taking place there, not in your own place.
Oh,
yes, I'll be really much interested you. And may I make a suggestion? It might be a thing that I hear. If when you occasionally have a sitting, you try to take some psychic photographs.
Yes, certainly.
Just pick up your camera, at least for any inspection, and don't be surprised if you don't make it through.
Yes, certainly.
Just not try. Yes.
Yeah. Is it Dr.
Marshall? Yes. 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 Well, I'll see you here tonight, Mr. Wood.
Very pleased to come in with my last day.
Yes.
Yes. Dr. Marshall, have you met my father on that time at all?
I've seen your father here various times when he's been present. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, certainly quite a number of your relations on this side, obviously, you've been present in the and then you've been here.
Mr.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Is he going to have a life there? I should make as far as I know. I haven't had much conversation with him, but I should think so, judging by the ambition that I make with him.
Yes.
The origin of the nation, I should say, he's obviously quite happy.
Yes.
Yes. Well, anyway, I don't know if my business last probably, but the parents, they're all very sort of different.
Oh, yes.
I should only think that together, judging by the fact that I haven't seen them here several times, that I should hardly thought they were adjusting each other. I doubt very much, I know the wrong of this, but I can find out definitely. But I should imagine they were hardly suited to one another. I think it's most unlikely that I together on this side.
Now, they're quite different. As I found, they didn't try to get together altogether.
No. It's one of those narratives in there. Wasn't an ideal one, but they made the best of it.
They made the best of it. But my father was a lovely character. My father, but my mother was in a way, she was a lovely character, in her way. And father was he was very clever in writing and
I got a student. Oh,
yes. Yeah. Yeah, you were asking about your people, you know. You met a father of me and you said, oh, all of you.
Oh, that's
you
know? Yes. Yeah. But what I want to know is, did you go back to a drop-by circle or to our there? No, not
last Sunday.
And they said my father came through. But the message he gave, I didn't think it was my father. I just wanted to little past him if it was, he did.
Give that message. I can't imagine it. I will try to find out with you.
Thank you very much.